From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says if the conflicting parties in Syria halt all violence as agreed, it could be a first step towards ending the chaos. VOA's Zlatica Hoch has more.
President Obama said a cessation of hostilities in Syria is scheduled to start Friday at midnight, but acknowledged that even under the best of circumstances, all violence is not expected to end immediately.
Everybody knows what needs to happen, and that is all parties that are part of this cessation of activities need to end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege. And a lot of that is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments.
Obama said the fight to destroy Islamic State will take time, but he said concerted coalition efforts have weakened the group substantially in the past year. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an end to the violence in South Sudan, telling the country's president the government must step in and protect the people.
My message to the leaders of South Sudan is clear. Put peace above politics. Pursue compromise. Overcome obstacles. Establish the transitional government of national unity. And do not delay.
On his fourth trip to Juba on Thursday, Bon also announced the UN is allocating $21 million in protection and relief funds for South Sudan. Rebel leader Riek Machar and President Salva Kiir signed a peace deal in August, agreeing to run a unity government for 30 months before holding elections. Although after this, fighting still continues in the country. This is VOA. China's actions in the South China Sea have led to self-isolation, galvanizing regional neighbors to turn against Beijing. This according to UN's Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Carter told lawmakers on the House Appropriations Committee Thursday that China's dredging and putting military equipment on disputed islands in the South China Sea have caused both old U.S. allies, such as Japan and the Philippines, as well as new allies, including Vietnam and India, to work increasingly with the United States.
The reason that these activities are getting notice isn't because the United States is doing something new. We've been sailing in the South China Sea and will continue to sail wherever international law allows for decades now. We're not doing anything new.
China claims the majority of the South China Sea as its own, and its territorial claims overlap with those of Taiwan, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Brunei. In recent years, China has embarked on an ambitious project to construct artificial islands that are capable of supporting airstrips and housing military equipment. The United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The proposed sanctions would make all exported cargo subject to inspection and halt all imports of products that could be used for military purposes. Samantha Power is U.S. ambassador to the UN.
These sanctions, if adopted, would send an unambiguous and unyielding message to the DPRK regime. The world will not accept your proliferation.
Power presented the resolution Thursday after 7 weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, North Korea's closest ally. In the U.S., the latest debate among Republican candidates for president on Thursday night turned into a shouting match as the candidates tackled issues including illegal immigration, U.S. policy in the Middle East, and the transparency of candidates' tax records. This debate precedes next Tuesday's party primaries and caucuses in 12 states, the biggest day so far in the months-long state-by-state races to pick both Republican and Democratic presidential candidates. Observers believe Tuesday's primaries could reshape the Republican field. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is taking a lead over Senator Bernie Sanders into Saturday's South Carolina primary before Democrats in 11 states head to the polls on Tuesday. The U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says 2015's fourth quarter saw gross domestic product expand at a 1% annual rate. For all of 2015, the U.S. economy expanded by 2.4%. Many analysts say growth will probably speed up. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.